USA Radio News.
Speaking at the White House earlier today, President Trump speaks about a conversation he had with the new president of Mexico.
And I will say that I just spoke with the president-elect of Mexico. We had a great conversation, about a half an hour long. We talked about border security. We talked about trade. We talked about NAFTA. We talked about a separate deal, just Mexico and the United States. We had a lot of good conversation. I think the relationship would be a very good one. We'll see what happens, but I really do believe it's going to be a very good one. He had a very excellent election, did, I would say, even better than anticipated. I told him a number of years ago when I saw him campaigning for a different race, frankly, a different year, a different race, I said he'll be, someday he's going to be the president of Mexico. He remembered that.
The president also said he met with four people who he may nominate for the Supreme Court today. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumer spending on tourist attractions skyrocketed up 22% last summer compared to the previous year. International travel expert Lee Abamonte shares tips for maximizing financial rewards this summer.
With the right credit card, these adventures can also earn rewards for your wallet. My favorite is Bank of America's Premium Rewards credit card. I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel activities like amusement parks and aquariums. If you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points on every purchase, which could add up to 3.5 points per dollar on every travel and dining purchase. Also, during the first full weekend of every month, Bank of America cardholders, including premium rewards, receive free general admission to more than 200 cultural attractions through Bank of America's Museums on Us program, making your card the perfect companion for summer fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Could a second Trump-Kim summit already be in the works? Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Amid reports, there are signs indicating the North is continuing its weapons programs. National Security Advisor John Bolton says on Sunday,
"We're going to try and proceed to implement what the two leaders agreed to in Singapore."
Now there are reports President Trump may hold another meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, this time in New York City. The news website Axios quotes unnamed U.S. officials as saying Trump may offer Kim the meeting in the Big Apple as a reward for moving to denuclearize. The report goes on to say the meeting in Trump's hometown could happen in September during the UN General Assembly.
Halo Top, the ice cream that averages between 280 and 360 calories per pint, is defending itself against allegations that it's skimping on its pints. Halo is being sued by consumers who say they're not getting a full pint of ice cream. Meanwhile, the company says they would never purposely underfill their pints. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Police in Boise, Idaho say a man went on a stabbing rampage at an apartment complex he was thrown out of. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more.
Police Chief William Bones says the suspect, Timmy Kinner, targeted a three-year-old's birthday party.
Due to his behavior, he had been asked to leave. Kinney had done so. He returned last night to exact vengeance, not just on those that he had been with as they were not at the apartment, but at any target which was available.
Nine people were injured, including six children. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Serena Williams returned to the tennis court for the first time since giving birth to her first child. She won her opening round match 7-5, 6-3 at Wimbledon. Leading up to her play, much of the discussion revolved around how long she should be breastfeeding her baby. Dr. Jill Ashton joined GMA to discuss how long the American Academy of Pediatrics believe women should be breastfeeding.
The American Academy of Pediatrics is crystal clear. They actually recommend exclusive breastfeeding for 6 months and then breastfeeding in some form for up to the first year of life. And even though this is a world-class athlete who's a massive celebrity, it shows you that this is a very individual decision. And what I used to tell my patients, when you talk about breastfeeding, the operative word is feeding. Feed your infant the best way for you and that baby. And it's not always breastfeeding for every woman. It's best medically, but it's not always feasible, and this is a perfect example.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.